Glory to God. Glory to God. Tonight, I'm going to continue. I've talked about this several times, and then and we're going to go a little further, a little deeper, and we're talking about the wealth of God is hidden in Christ, and Christ is in us. We're going to talk about the wealth. the Hebrew writer said, the depths, both of the riches, both the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, the depths of it. And we're going to talk about some of the depths of it, the things that God has and what he has given us. And I'm going to say some things I know by the Spirit of God and by the way of revelation, by the way of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And it would behoove you to listen and tune in, because we've been called into a kingdom that will never, ever end. We've been brought into a kingdom that we will never lose. We've been brought into a kingdom that will last forever and ever. But it's in this life where we must learn how to live in the kingdom we have been born into. The enemy is here in this earth among us. He's not in us. He has a system in this earth that he's operating. And his job is to deceive you and not let you ever really find out who you are and what has happened to you. Always understand this and know this. You can't add anything to God. You can't take nothing from him. Amen. He is complete in who he is. He wants to reveal to you what he done for you. And his plan and his purpose for creating his people. Amen. I'll come back to some of these things, but I'm going to read again from the book of Colossians. If y'all can put that up, be fine. Don't, we'll just work it. Because I want to read some from, I have one passionate scripture that I'm going to read. I'm going to read this one from the Passion Translation, which I don't know who all have that. I don't think that pretty soon we'll get that on the screen. But I'm just going to read this one, and then we'll move on, because we're just going to take our time, and there's only so much I will get to tonight. But I want you to see, and once you gain insight, get the revelation of. Now, let me say this. You know, that's why you write down. That's why you take notes. That's why you buy the CDs and all that. Because the scripture reference will be on the CDs. If you write them down, you have them. And see, just hear me say it one time, you're not going to get it. Might as well tell the truth. You're going to have to go back and meditate on this. Amen. And go over it. and then go over it. And you got to get it in your mouth. You got to get it, put it into practice. You got to talk to yourself, say, this is who I am. This is what I can do. This is who he made me. I can do this, and I will do it. I shall do it. I am doing it. So notice here, Paul writing to the church at Colossians. And he said in chapter 2, verse 1, Passion Translation, I wish you could know how much I struggle for you and the children in Laodicea to get this revelation, to get this truth, what had happened, which has been hid from ages, from generation. Abraham and God entered into a covenant. Abraham didn't have this revelation, but he believed God. He believed God appeared to him. Abraham didn't even have this. He didn't have this. Only thing he had was the spoken word of God. God appeared to him and spoke to him. From what I understand, history tells us that Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's what. And Abraham was born before Moses. So he didn't have this. What he had was God called him and spoke to him and revealed himself to him. And Abraham believed what God said. And the Bible says it was counted to him. God counted Abraham as a righteous man, because that's what a righteous man would do. He'll believe God. He or she will believe God. And when Jesus was raised from the dead, he had 12. One of them fizzled out on him. He hung himself. Had 11 left, and they chose one during the time of his resurrection. They chose one, and it was 12 apostles. And then as they continued to preach the gospel, somewhere in the God appeared to Paul on the Damascus Road, and he consented, repented, and yielded to God, and God called him to be one of the apostles of the New Testament. And when he was called, God talked to him and said, I'll show you how many things you will suffer for my name's sake.